With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Following a meeting between President Nangolo Mbumba and Elon Musk on the margins of the 79th UN General Assembly, talks are underway about the possibility of Starlink establishing an office in Namibia. We reached out to digital market strategist Nrupesh Soni for his reaction to the news.
Starlink is a satellite-based internet service. So they use low-flying satellites to deliver very high-speed internet for very low cost, especially across Africa and rural areas, and they've been doing it around the world. And because it uses thousands of satellites, it makes it very cheap and affordable and very easy to set up. The meeting between our President Mbumba and Elon Musk, it's very positive development. And apart from bringing Starlink to Namibia, hopefully it can bring a lot more technology access as well in Namibia. Internet is not just a luxury these days. It's a human right. As per UN, internet has become human right. Access to information is a human right. So it's something that will definitely help us. Imagine schools in rural areas, healthcare sectors, agriculture, farmers, tourism, lodges in remote areas. It changes the speed at which Namibian sectors will grow if we have access to services like Starlink.
Paratus CEO Barney Haramse also weighed in on the development.
We take note of the meeting that took place between Mr. Musk and our president, as well as our ICT minister, Honorable Emma. We remain positive about the possible outcome of that meeting and that Starlink may be awarded a license here in Namibia. The Paratus Group in Africa already have a partnership with Starlink across Africa. We already provide product and service, Starlink product and service, in countries like Zambia, Botswana, Mozambique, and a number of others. As far as Namibia is concerned, unfortunately, we don't have the means to connect all the remote places in Namibia, especially schools, clinics, villages. With the technology that Starlink offers, we can connect probably every square kilometer in Namibia, irrespective of the distances or the remoteness of the locations.
Car manufacturer Volkswagen officially moved Polo production exclusively to South Africa, ending 4 decades of assembly in Spain. The final Polo from the Pamplona plant in Spain rolled off the line in July, while production now takes place at the Carija plant in the Eastern Cape. This transition is part of a 4 billion rand investment, ensuring the Polo's production will continue until at least 2029. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to visit Africa in October, fulfilling a promise to visit the continent before he leaves office and signaling its importance to Washington. According to Bloomberg, Biden will travel to Germany first and then Angola from 10 to 15 October, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in a statement Tuesday. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged governments to put forward ambitious national climate action plans that align with the goal of limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
We are on course to careen past the global limit of a 1.5 degree temperature rise. But as the problem gets worse, solutions are getting better. Renewal prices are plummeting, rollout is accelerating, and lives are being transformed by affordable, accessible, clean energy.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.